This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game. No Squid Billy. He's having a homoerotic weekend with a bunch of men. Sweaty men on the golf course.
Just want to show for the one the record to show that's Rob Tribble. I want the record to
and
show.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
No, man. You got to do what you got to do.
Hey, man. Love who you love. It's all
yes,
good.
Yes. And Squid Billy, he's I could go a million different directions. Not going to.
Hey, you know what it is? Clubs. More importantly, what is today? What is today?
What is today?
It is Fair or Foul Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be coming up in about an hour. Dylan will be hosting, and me and you kind of in a combative role, if you will.
Step into
the middle of the Coliseum.
I'm not as combative. I can stand on my own opinions. I can articulate opinion, but I don't have to sit there and sternum poke and browbeat.
That is abnormal, considering what I'm used to working with.
I know.
Squid can be a little bit confrontational.
He's a rabid little chihuahua.
He is. Know? He's got it. And look, man, let's just be honest. There's a little Napoleon going on there.
Oh, yeah, you think?
And so, but we love him, man. You know, it's just,
you know, so funny.
Squid is unapologetically who he is. That's what I love about
Napoleon
the guy.
Wasn't as short as you think, though. I think
really?
He's like 5'8.
Yeah, I mean, well,
that's not
spot on, right? Kind of what we're
talking about. Yeah, but everybody thinks he was
like 5'2. Yeah.
Now, see, this is not right. 5'2", he was not 5'2". I've always heard he was taller than that.
I don't know. 5'2" is, I think, what the general consensus is, but I think you have to be you have to be unusually short to have the entire syndrome named.
Well, he weighed 169 pounds, too, but he ran a 4.9.
What was his hand size?
Oh, tiny, tiny hands.
Could he separate
tiny
with
little
his arm?
Doll
like?
Hands is what he had.
What did Bo call it? The standing high jump. Not the vertical.
He had a nice bubble, though. Nice bubble. Napoleon did.
Look, man, before we get into the Cowboys stuff, I'm going on a run later today.
What are you running from?
Yeah, well,
I only run when chased.
I guess from being fat, but nonetheless. it was so funny because I was kind of talking to myself about it yesterday. I'm like, oh, I'll throw on the sneakers, going to go down by the river and have a run. And I was like, it's been probably 3 years since I've gone for a run, like did a lot of walking and stuff. And I honestly, I didn't forget how to run, but I forgot how to go for a run. I was like, what am I supposed to do with my phone? Do I put that in my pocket? You know what I mean? Like, how do I hydrate myself? Do I carry a bottle of water?
Or
do
you're
I
have making a it pack? Way too much, man. You're turning it into
right?
A,
I'm just doing too much.
It's not the D-Day invasion.
Just take off and go, right?
Yeah, just go.
Yeah, you don't have to I don't have to
you got
wear
the dog
like,
with you, right?
As long as I've got my insoles and my shoes and my dog with me, I think I'll be fine.
Did you have good running shoes, solid?
Yeah, well, it's different for me because I genuinely mean this when I say I can't really throw curveballs at my feet. Has to stay consistent. Takes about 3 days
to
adjust.
Well, you've had feet issues.
Yeah, it takes about 3 days to adjust when I start a new pair of shoes. I just wear – that's why I have a lot of pairs of the same pair of shoes. And I have you rotate them. You're like, these are for yard work. These are my nice shoes. But they're all the same pair of shoes. Like, you know, these are my running shoes. These are my playing with the kids shoes. These are my have a few beers at the brewery shoes. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I haven't worked out in a while. I'm starting to let myself go a little bit.
It's that time of year, man.
I mean, when you get out of the shower and you're disgusted with yourself, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And a lot of times, I don't know if you're a night shower or not, but sometimes for me, it's like, you know, just eat a plate of like 20 chicken wings, and you get out of the shower and you're like, Jesus, what was that? That was one too many calories.
Well, my diet sucks for one. And I've gotten up to like, I think I'm weighing like 212. I'm 205.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
Yeah.
I'm not as lithe and sinewy as I pride myself on normally being.
I checked back in the other day. Yeah, and this is a hard career path, I guess, to really keep weight off. But, yeah, man, I'm going for a run later today. Hopefully the weather holds off. I know it's supposed to get nasty this weekend. So we'll see what happens, man. See how far I make it. Maybe trying to do like a couple miles at least, right? See how long the dog can make it.
Got to go walk, run, just move, man. Just move.
Got to go to the point where the dog is like still able to get back to the car. You know what I mean? Like, you know, can't, he's like 80 pounds. I don't want him to get a mile away from the car and be like, "Nah, man,
I quit." Big dog.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Like a linebacker type, sideline to sideline, or
yeah, he's an edge setter. You know what I mean? He's let's see, who would he be like? He's Zach Harrison. You know what I mean? He's got some length, but also, you know, look, man, he'll put a shoulder into you. Big boy.
A dog's like a squatty, friendly fullback, would it be? Oh, don't you love it? Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, they're beefing. Of course, DeMarcus Lawrence leaving the Cowboys. And Jerry Jones, I mean, we know what Jerry Jones is. He doesn't like signing free agents. And what does he do? He delays extending his existing players, too, so yeah. That's why they're kind of in the fix they're in.
Micah Parsons will get his money at some point, for sure.
So they're beefing, of course. And what was the quote exactly? Well, we have that quote, don't we? Let's hear from DeMarcus Lawrence.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So
we here.
Wow.
Where are the lies?
Wow.
Is he lying or is he truthing? He's truthing. You're not going to win one.
I know, but man. Okay, follow me here. I don't like it. And from the simple fact that you just threw all your old boys under the bus. You know what I mean? Like you were, I don't know if he's a team captain or not. I'm assuming he probably was. But you're telling me you bounce, you got like a new crew. It's like group of friends. You have like multiple group of friends, and one day one of them invites you over to the Beltline, and you bump into your bar crew. They just happen to be on the Beltline that day, and you kind of look at them like, not hanging. I'm with my Beltline crew today.
But I'm thinking if you're wearing a cowboy uniform right now, he's like, well, he's kind of right.
No, well,
come on.
I don't know. Like you might say that in the back of your head, but we went on this tangent yesterday, and really throughout this week about Kirk Cousins being welcomed back in the locker room. I've made the point all along that Kirk Cousins will be welcomed back by his teammates with open arms. He didn't do anything that would harm his teammates.
It was self-preservation,
individual basis, right? He didn't go at his teammates. He just simply said, "Yeah, I got rocked and I didn't feel great." And there's nothing in that to me that says he won't be welcomed back in the locker room. This, on the other hand, is a verbal jab at that team and at that franchise and at its players, saying, "Yeah, that team's not going anywhere." So I would say there probably are not any lies. But if I'm here's the other half of this. If I'm like Micah Parsons, who obviously was very irritated by this, I know we've got that quote to get to. Do you really look at Seattle and you're like, "Oh yeah, bro, you're getting the ring there soon, Sam Darnold"? You know what I mean? Like, you're just looking at it going, okay. Like, you think I'm worried about DeMarcus Lawrence and Sam Darnold up there with Jackson Smith and Jigba that you're going to win a ring anytime soon? Like, I get it. I get the jab, and I get, you know, firing up Seattle fans and whatever else DeMarcus Lawrence is trying to do. But I don't know, man. Kind of rubbed me the wrong way, personally. I don't mind. I don't mind Micah Parsons being upset about it.
Yeah, and this is what he said, Micah Parsons, on Twitter. Quote, "This is what rejection and envy look like. This some clown feces."
Now, do I blame him for saying that? No.
Well, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left.
Here's the thing.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a couple breaking up.
Is that what DeMarcus Lawrence says back?
Yes.
Yes! I love a little cowboy beef. I love it, man. I love it. I love a little of that beef.
Too bad they're not playing it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just don't see this often from guys in the same position group. That's what's crazy about it. Like, you'll see every now and then a wide receiver go after a D lineman or something. You know what I mean? And like, it different. Like, usually guys that are in the same position group though, that's an intimate relationship.
You're in the classroom together.
You're, man. You're usually boys. Usually don't see. Like, you would never in the history of the NFL. I can't even think of one. I'm sure there is, but. Offensive linemen going after other offensive linemen about their playing careers is like non-existent. Like, just like, you know that this job is hard. This job sucks a lot of the time. Why would I ever make it more miserable and try to trash talk? I don't blame Micah Parsons for feeling a certain way. DeMarcus Lawrence going out there and saying that, man, it's a slap in the face, I think, to his old teammates.
I will side with Micah Parsons on this.
He burned a little bit of a bridge there.
He napalmed it.
Yeah. He wasn't scared at all. And evidently, he ain't worried about it either. Coming back going, yeah, man, hey, maybe you shouldn't tweet. I mean, just like, yeah. I'm surprised he stopped short of saying, your big contract's the reason I couldn't stay there anymore. The $35 million a year you're about to ask is the reason they didn't have money for me, buddy.
You can't get to the quarterback because your wallet's going to weigh you down, right?
Yeah. You know, and it does bring up another question and conversation. Micah Parsons has his podcast, and this is a new thing in the last few years where active athletes engage in podcasting. And it's different. You'd have to go to media, see quotes in the newspaper or whatever to get things like this. And now podcasting and digital is such a big part. And you see guys from the NBA do it all the time.
Well, Paul George, is getting a lot of heat for that.
He hung his up, I believe. I think he stopped because of the issues he's having on the court. He's like, I don't need, it's a bad look to do podcasts right now. Micah Parsons is like, no, he just doubled down. He just went full throttle. He's like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I'm doing me. I'm getting my sacks.
I'm going to broadcast five hours a day now.
I'm a defensive player of the year candidate. But it is interesting, too. I mean, you see the same thing with Travis Kelce.
My God, those guys are so overexposed.
They're oversaturated.
They're getting on my
And it's not even their fault. I don't blame them. But people keep paying them to do stuff.
I understand. I am less annoyed seeing Kevin Hart everywhere now than I am the Kelce boys, pretty much.
Kevin Hart is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, I was going to say, and this is an interesting topic, too, Matthew Stafford's wife has a podcast, and that one's made news over and over and over again.
Well, she's always chirping about something.
She's like, you know, we're looking at houses in other places, or, you know, there's always something about, you know, we didn't expect this, or we didn't like that, and... it's different, man. You get all this exposure, and when something newsworthy happens from a guy like Micah Parsons, where he's jawing back and forth, I think it's kind of funny to kind of follow along. I don't blame him in this instance. I don't think this is his fault. But when you do look at the entire situation, obviously there's going to be a set of crosshairs on the entire conversation.
Well, you leave yourself open to all sorts of scrutiny and criticism if you're constantly airing every thought you have when you have it.
Draymond Green's podcast. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of them, man. There's a bunch of them out there where it's always to me the ones that just love talking.
I mean. My favorite though, the old NBA heads. So Jeff Teague is legit hilarious.
Yes. Who's the guy that Mad Max that's been kind of going viral? Mad Max. We were talking about this yesterday with somebody else. Maybe it was Rusty. And the guy Mad Max has been going viral. Maybe he is on Jeff Teague's podcast. I don't know. But they've been talking about like when Hakeem Olajuwon slapped him one time in the locker room.
Oh, that was Vernon Maxwell. Yeah, it's Vernon Maxwell. That's right. He said he slapped the hell out of him.
Mad Max. Yeah, Vernon Maxwell. Yeah,
and Vernon Maxwell
like,
legit crazy.
He just straight, like, he was so funny about it. He just was like, I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, Hakeem Olajuwon just slapped me.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
So good, dude. Anyways.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.